Howdy, rail fans, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Railfan Landon podcast. My name is Lance Doma, and as usual, I'm here with
Railfan Landon.
Landon, we are in our third episode. Our first two, we covered a couple of your personal favorites. On to topic number 3 today. Another one of your favorites, I assume, yes?
Yes.
And we are talking about none other than Marquette Rail. Marquette Rail. History on it, what do you got for us, Landon?
It was originally owned by the Pierre Marquette Railroad.
Where's Pierre Marquette out of?
It was covered most of Michigan lines, like all of Michigan, pretty much.
All of Michigan, okay.
From Detroit down to, yeah, pretty much from Detroit beyond.
Does that continue today, or is that kind of an era that's gone by?
That's the era that's gone by.
When did that end? Do you know, but roughly?
Like 19... Had to have been like 1920.
Oh, so right at the very Depression. Long time ago. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm guessing any of your fans out there who are quite knowledgeable will comment below if we're incorrect on any of those dates. But, all right. So Marquette Rail, around today, yes?
Yes.
And where's that out of, and what kind of, what does it do? Tell me about a little more about it.
It starts, so they go to Grand Rapids, interchange with them,
mm-hmm.
with CXX, mm-hmm. as we talked about in previous episode.
Oh, yeah.
And Marquette Rail goes from Grand Rapids to Legend Manistee, and the interchanges, like I said, with CXX, and... Mm-hmm. The line used to go up to Big Rapids. That's since a biking trail now.
Okay.
Been abandoned for since like 1980. So.
Yeah, it seems to be a common path for a lot of old rails. They.
Yeah.
Get bought out, probably by the state, I assume.
Yeah.
And then turned over into recreation bike paths.
Yeah.
I know. I once lived in a small town in Wisconsin where there was a bike path that fit that exact billing. Really fun path for me as a. Runner at that point to run on. Went, had some nice tunnels, really beautiful scenery as I went, you know, through lakes and such. So I assume Marquette Rail has some pretty picturesque runs as well, yes?
Yes. And winter is very beautiful because it goes right through the woods.
Okay.
Of like, for example, Woodland Park, pretty much from Newaygo all the way up to Baldwin and Ludington and Manistee. Pretty beautiful area.
So, Marquette Rail is fairly new, I guess we could say, right? My understanding is 2005 was kind of its, is that birth? Is that the right way of saying it?
That's when it started, yes.
Okay.
It started by a separate company that got bought out by several other companies throughout the past couple of years.
Okay.
For like 1 year, Rail America owned it, and then Rail America all got bought out by, what was it, Genesee & Wyoming.
So a lot of taking over ownership and changing hands for a while.
Yep.
130 miles, yeah?
Yep.
Last purchased from your favorite, correct? CSX?
Yes.
That correct? Okay. Great. Headquarters are in?
Manistee and Ludington.
Okay.
But a mechanic shop is in Manistee where they paint the locomotives and take care of them.
Does that shop service other trains or is that just theirs?
Just theirs. But in Ludington, they have recently reopened a maintenance away building where they built maintenance away for Harrisico. The company is called Harrisico.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Just reopened last year.
Okay. That's growth, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people know Ludington more for maybe tourism.
Yep.
They have the ferry line that runs across Lake Michigan there. So it's something of a transportation hub, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Are there other aspects of Marquette Rail that I should know about, I guess? Can I see that near me? Are there tracks near us in West Michigan that I could go see it? Or is that something...
The closest is probably Grand Rapids, is where it starts.
Oh, all right.
So kind of towards Ann Street.
Hmm.
Nice. AKA Turner Street, which is now Turner Street. Is this the connection between CXX and Interchange and then the Marquette Rail.
Great. How many times have you been able to go and see some of the Marquette Rail running?
Yes. I've been able to see and meet a lot of nice people to run the line. And some of them have worked for CXX and retired from them and started running the short line for Marquette Rail. And I know that, what's the word? That they are working on fixing a lease problem because the lease expires as of January or February. So they currently, they only run like midnight now.
Oh, wow.
Because
I'm not
just
going
for the 1 month in the month of February.
Well, midnight in February, I'm sorry to say this, count me out.
Yeah.
Have you posted any videos of the Marquette Rail?
Yes, I post quite a few.
Okay.
Throughout the past couple of years. I have a cabin that's a fortune for sale now, but I have a log cabin up in Bitely.
Yes. There's a free advertisement for your family on the cabin. Yep. Yeah, so that's Marquette that runs by their cabin. Yeah?
Yeah. Great. The lake is right across the lake is train tracks.
So for your Railfan listeners in this case, go ahead and search Railfan Landon's YouTube channel. Find those great Marquette Rail videos of the past, right?
Yep.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for joining us today. Yeah. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about,
one
Marquette.
More.
Oh, Landon's. I pulled the brake on the train too soon there.
In Baldwin, there's a pretty cool Pierre Marquette historic depot, an old original Y, they call it, because it...
An old original Y?
They call it W-Y-E, which is like curves one direction goes the west, and one direction goes to the storage track. That used to go all the way up to Big Rapids and Reed City. And eventually Saginaw. But that's all gone. But they still have the original Y left. That's all that's left.
And then
Baldwin, Michigan.
And tracks to nowhere from there, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ghost track.
Right. And one more thing. And Baldwin is pretty cool. CNO, or Pierre Marquette and CNO both named Colin Towers. Unfortunately abandoned, but is still standing to this day from like coal era.
Coal era of the trains, huh?
Yes.
Was that post steam or was that steam?
That was steam.
Okay. So then we're talking
like the beginning into like 1930s when it stopped.
So we're pushing 100 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You know, when you're 90 plus, pushing 100 years. Great. Hey, sounds like some people have some trips they need to take.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Landon. Again, as always, we invite your listeners to comment below in your video. If there's anything we need to address, we will gladly read those comments and comment and reply to those in our next show. Speaking of our next show, I wish you all a great day. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Landon.
Railfan Landon out.